This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday, May 10th. Monday, May 10th. It's going to be a great week. I feel it. We're off to a great start. And don't forget that if you have the Odyssey app,
you're not supposed to whisper. We do.
You're
that
right.
Part.
I know. I realized after. Okay. Let me try again. And remember, if you've got the Odyssey app, you can. What can't you listen to? You can stream our show live. You can catch all our podcasts. Mm-hmm. You can get the Johnny Mosley pod on there. Mm-hmm. And soon, the end of the week, Secret Show. Oh man, I'm excited for that to come back. That's gonna be fun. Have a good time. Gonna have a good time tonight. On Friday, it'll be on Friday. Monday, it's gonna be Monday all day. I can't really soften the blow of the Monday for you, but we're all in it together. We're gonna make it through, you guys.
I thought we were acting like we like Mondays. Come on.
I'm acting like it, you know.
I usually do. I actually normally I'm excited, but boy, you get no sleep. And I'm mad at my kid too. You know what? How childish I am is I was walking by this morning after her keeping me up most of the night, and I just was like, I should walk in there and just
wake her up.
Yeah.
Take off all your clothes. Here's my clothes. I have them in my hand. Put them back on me.
And
wake
then
up.
Just take off running. Just wake her and leave, but I didn't. Because I know what that means. Later today, she'll be extra cranky, and I'll pay that price then, too. So,
yes. Brah, there's no winning with kids. Nope. Sooner you realize that, the easier your life goes. You just give up. You can't have nice things. Everything's a mess. Every doorknob has lollipop juice on it, hardened, whatever that's called, stickiness. I don't know. They glaze every doorknob.
Right.
Anyway, this is bad news, and I heard it over the weekend. Taugi get the alerts on TMZ. And, of course, the minute I saw it, I'm like, well, I got to look at everything to do with this. Tawny Kitaen passed away. And Bryn does not know who Tawny Kitaen is. Nikki?
Oh, wow.
Know who Tawny Kitaen is? No.
No.
Look, she's a figure. She's one of those people famous for being famous. She's absolutely beautiful. She led a life filled with adventure and drugs, and some domestic abuse charges and a bunch of other stuff. But she was, I don't know, kind of the 80s it girl for music videos.
She was a video vixen is what they call her.
Yeah, she was, she was absolutely iconic in her day. So she was only 59 years old. Which is incredibly sad.
Yeah, but you just said it. So she's had drug problems.
Well, they don't have no word on it, but I'm with you, Vin. That's the first thing I thought, too, was like, oh, God, she was so young. I mean, so young at 59. I get it, kids. But when you're 59, you'll be like, I got plenty of time left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't hope that for her. That's what I expected.
Me
so
too.
I know that this is what I know about Tawny Kitaen. She was a video vixen in the 80s. I think she was with the guy from one of the bands that she was in the videos for. Is David Coverdale? I think she was with him.
She was married to David Coverdale.
There you go.
She was also, I don't have the guy's name right in front of me. I'm sure it's somewhere in the story.
An Angels baseball player.
Yes, but I'm talking about Rat. She was with, I think, the lead singer for Rat or one of the guys in Rat. And she was actually on a couple of their album covers.
Really?
Yeah. So she was, in fact, Out of the Cellar, which I think is their big breakthrough, you know, with Lay It Down and Round and Round and all that. She was she was a video and album cover vixen. So she's probably most famous as the chick in the Whitesnake videos. She was in Here I Go Again.
She is on the cover of two of those albums. There she is. Out of the Cellar and Invasion of Your Privacy are both with her on the... Okay.
She's just a hot, like, big, like, she sort of looked like a lion, you know? She had, like, big red hair
big
and
hair.
Just gorgeous face. And I think the best one I know is the one where she's, you know, is it Here I Go Again, where she's dancing on the hood of the Jaguars?
That's right.
Yeah, she is, you know,
They just kind of jump through it. I mean, she pops in here and
there.
Really...
Look at that guy.
Got hair.
I used to love Whitesnake. And why not? In the Still of the Night.
Because those songs are lame. I mean.
No, they're not lame. So that's her. She's gorgeous. I'm sure they do some little close-ups on her. She seems fun. You know, she seems fun right up until you piss her off because she had some... I want to say it was the baseball player. Is it David Justice? Is that the guy's name?
No.
Where's the guy's name?
But it was a baseball player for the Angels.
Chuck Finley.
They're in Chuck Orange Finley. County, yeah.
They were married from 97 to 02, had two daughters. They confirmed their mom's passing on Instagram. And they don't detail any of what went on, but I want to say that he wound up saying, look, this chick's beating the crap out of me. I'm not going to hit her back. Well, look at all that hair.
Yeah.
Damn. You know, as I'm reading through this whole thing.
Again, we're talking about Tawny Kitaen passed away.
Video over the weekend. Listen, if you're young, if you're 40 or younger, you probably don't even know who she is. I was horrified to learn that Bryn had no idea who Tawny Kitaen was. You know, they don't even mention one of the things I know her best from is she was on the revival of WKRP in Cincinnati. Do you remember this? They did. It was called the new WKRP. All the original people and Tawny Kitaen. They were like, "Oh, we got to get this Tawny Kitaen. She's gonna be the nighttime chick on the radio."
Oh, so wait a minute. You're saying Lonnie? What was her name?
Bruce. Sorry. Oh my God. Burt Reynolds' ex. What was her name?
Lonnie Reynolds.
Anderson. Tawny Anderson. Lonnie Anderson.
Nicole DeJesus.
Nope. That's the name, Lonnie Anderson. They also don't know who Lonnie Anderson is.
Well, anyway, so I thought
I'm
you
sure
might
a lot
say
of people my
so,
age
so
do,
she
though.
Was off. She did not come back for the revival, so they got Tawny Kitaen. So here's a little chunk of that. And I love this because it's DJ stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it was set in a radio station. So she's the new girl. They're surprised to see her because she's so hot.
So they have her.
She's going to just jump on after this track and start, and they've never heard her on the air, and here she goes. And she's wearing
putting
it
in a tape.
Oh, look at them putting carts in.
That was the Hammer Man with the big question. Have you seen her? And this is Mona Lovelace on the one and only Madtime KRP. I'll be your guide to dreamland. It's Mona till midnight, all over the Ohio Valley. 4 hours to relax and listen, to be with the one you love, or just...
All the boys are gathering outside the window for those of you who can't see this.
Yeah. Love to be with each and every one of you.
So she was absolutely terrible on the show, but in the most perfect way. So we'll post that up. Will you mind throwing
that
up?
Sarah Vinny Facebook page.
Do that. Put up Here I Go Again, the Whitesnake video where she's dancing on the cars.
You got it,
a couple
dude.
Of her things up there. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
I'm going to guess that, like usual, maybe at first they didn't have stories to go with her passing, but they'll come out in the next day or two.
Definitely.
And we'll have a better idea what she's been up to.
Over the years, she struggled. Tawny Kitaen struggled with substance abuse. Later, she appeared on reality shows like The Surreal Life, Botched, and Celebrity. That had to be good. And Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. And if you remember, in 2009, the song 1985 that Bowling for Soup did, they actually paid tribute. She was going to shake Caress on the hood of Whitesnake's car. That was what their mom was going to do.
Oh, I know that song.
Sure, of course you do. But you didn't know what that was in reference to, did you?
No, yeah. I didn't.
Now you know.
Thanks.
Knowing's half the battle.
Knowing is the more you know. Also, rest in peace today. So rest in peace, video vixen Toni Catan. She died Friday, 59 years old. Way too young. Seems fishy. We'll find out more. Also in RIP news, do you remember when the Obamas came into office in 2009? They're like, we're getting a dog. I promised the girls that we'd get a dog. And they got a puppy, and they named it Bo.
I don't remember that, but that's dogs 12, don't live forever.
And 12 years went by, and the puppy became an old man and passed away. He was the first of two dogs adopted by the Obamas in 2009, and he died of cancer on Saturday. He was 12 in human years. And what is it, seven? So he was in his 80s, 84.
Yeah, I've read that's not entirely the seven per one. Thing. It changes. There's like at first it's 7-1 and then it slows down later. But nonetheless, they don't live past 15 usually.
And isn't that sort of a big dog? I think it's a puppy here, but they were like Portuguese water dogs or something, because somebody had an allergy in the family. They're supposed to be super hypoallergenic, those particular dogs. I can't remember why they got that.
I don't know, but they got 12. I mean, look, I got 14 and a half out of Willa, and you're not going to get 20 years. In fact, I've heard little chicken dogs will sometimes go, 15 to 18 or something like that, yeah. But even that's a lot.
Yeah. It's you love them hard, and you got to know that they're not. It's tough. It really is. Well, you love them so much. They're part of the family.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Barack Obama posted a tribute up. Today, our family lost a true friend and loyal companion. For more than a decade, Bo was a constant, gentle presence in our lives. Happy to see us on our good days, our bad days, and every day in between. He tolerated all the fuss that came with being in the White House. Had a big bark, but no bite. Loved to jump in the pool in the summer. Was unflappable with children. Lived for scraps around the dinner table and had great hair. Oh, it's very sad. And now, on that note, it's time to play a game. That's right, everyone. It's Monday. We're doing what we can to make it a little more fun. You can play along at home.
Death dog dedication to that, huh? Casey Kasem would have freaked out. Is Don on the phone?
Now, I can't go from a tearjerker into a high-speed racing song.
Goddamn dog dedication.
I come out of something upbeat, and I got to talk about a dead dog. It's time to play a game, guys. Set all the death aside. I got wild celebrity facts. That might be true, Vin.
All right,
these
I'm
might
ready.
Be true. I think I narrowed it down to 9 of these.
Okay.
Let me get a little tally sheet here. Helps you be ready. I'm going to say you got to get, 6 out of 9 to get $5, all right?
Okay.
So here we go. You tell me true or false. That's all you have to do. Whoopi Goldberg's real name is actually Karen Johnson, but she passed gas so often, people kept saying she was like a whoopee cushion, so she changed her name.
True.
That is true. Ding, ding. It's a lot to it, so it's...
We had a small theater in San Diego called the San Diego Rep, and it was that big, and there was no backstage, and so if you, you had to let it go, you had to let it go.
Oh, that's funny.
And so people said, you're like a whoopee cushion. And so I was whoopee cushion.
That's hilarious.
Whoopee cushion. And then my mom said, I don't know if anybody's going to take you seriously being called whoopee cushion. And I said to her, oh, great namer of the stars. What should I use? She said, well, you might as well use one of the family names. Use Goldberg, see what happens.
Whoopi Goldberg was born.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Number 2. Betty White is older than sliced bread.
True.
That is true, Vinny. Oh, good job so far. She is 99 years old, born in 1922, and the first pre-sliced loaf of bread was sold in 1928. She's 6 years older than sliced bread.
Wow.
Judy Garland suffered second and third degree burns after a fire stunt went wrong while filming The Wizard of Oz.
You know, I'm gonna go false bottom.
That is correct, Vincent. That injury did occur, but it happened to the Wicked Witch of the West. That lady's name was Margaret Hamilton. Guy Fieri's real name is actually Guy Ferry.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say... I'll say that's true.
It is true. Guy Fieri is first cousins with Prince William and Harry.
Oh, this is another one?
This is another one about Guy Fieri. I split it into two.
Okay, I'm going to say false.
That is correct. Look at you go. You're 5 for 5. Adam Sandler came up with the premise for Uncut Gems after losing close to $3 million in a sports bet.
I don't like it. False.
It is false. Hold on. Wait, did you get any of these wrong? Nothing wrong.
No.
Yet. It is false. The movie was actually written in 2009 by somebody else, and Adam wasn't brought on until like 10 years later.
I believe I just won, didn't I?
You did, but we're going to do the last couple. And actually, you know what? There are 10 total. You got to get one more right to win. Changing the rules. Benedict Cumberbatch was abducted by several men with guns while filming a TV show in South Africa.
I'm going to go false, Bob.
That is true. I'm sorry. You got one wrong.
Oh, I finally missed one.
Happened in 2005, filming a miniseries called To the Ends of the Earth. They don't say what happened. I assume he got out of it because he's still around.
Speaking of changing the rules, so we got a backgammon game over the weekend. Do you play that ever?
I love backgammon, sure.
Okay, so we were playing that last night. That is, if you haven't played in a long time, it takes a second to figure out.
Yeah.
And there was a point where the missus, she rolls, and we're trying to, we're competitive when we do stuff like this. She rolls, and she's like, oh, double threes. And she goes to make her move, and I go, you can't do it that way. And she goes, well, yeah, double threes means I have 4 threes, which means I can go 6.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, but you're blocked at the 3. You can't move that. 1, 1, 2, 3, you're blocked. You can't move. And she goes, no, I'm moving 6. And I go, right, but you're blocked at the, so we're in this argument. And finally she goes, I'm not having fun anymore. And I go, oh, you are the worst sport of all times.
Is that true if you can't, because if you're going to move 1, 6?
I don't know what the, I actually don't know when we were sort of stumped.
A texter will know.
It was one of those weird, like, sort of, wait a minute, you can't go, you're blocked at 3.
Right.
You can't go.
You're moving another 3. You're not moving 6, you're moving 3, and then 3
more.
Right,
you got 4 threes, not 2 sixes, so you got to... Anyway, it was one of those things
rules... That's very interesting.
Right in the middle of the game, we're stumped and we have to quit.
You didn't Google it?
We were trying, but we also had 2 kids and a puppy running around it. We ended up just going, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that was not the time probably to pick up, you know.
Right.
Back in.
Anyway.
Good try, though.
You reminded me, though, with your changing the rules of the game.
Yeah, I'm
changing. I need one more. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need one more win. Here we go. Get the game music. There we go. Before starring on Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul was on The Price is Right, where he won a car and nearly $30,000.
False.
That is false. He was on The Price is Right, and he made it all the way to the showcase showdown, and then he overbid by $132, so he lost. So he was on there, but he didn't win. Bryan Cranston, the other guy from Breaking Bad, he was the lead suspect in a murder investigation.
In real life.
In real life.
True.
It's true. You are killing it. You're doing so well, Vin. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't.
Do you have a story or you're not going to tell us?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Someone killed a chef at the restaurant where he worked, and for a time, he was a suspect. And then they cleared him. I don't know. His alibi came through or something. And finally.
I was back doing coke with the maitre d'.
Yeah. Yes, we're both cokeheads. I confirm that. So. And finally, Jeremy Renner was a makeup artist before he became an actor. Hawkeye.
Oh, I know he's big into the home remodel thing, but I'm going to say that's false.
Ah, that one is true.
It is.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You still got more than you needed. I'll send you $5. PayPal, okay?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Right, I'll PayPal you that later. Congratulations on
PayPal, no Venmo.
No Venmo?
PayPal, no Venmo.
Why not Venmo?
Because why would I want two?
You
got
to get them all. You have to. No. You have to have them all. You
all
have to have Apple. I'll pay on Apple Pay.
Venmo.
You have to have
I know.
Apple Pay. You have to have Venmo. You have to have PayPal.
Trust me.
My bank. Every time
I've
I open my bank,
sold surfboards. The guy's like, "Oh yeah, I'll Venmo you. I'm PayPal. No Venmo. What? You don't,
I don't
have...
even know how to use PayPal.
Get out of here.
I've
you
never,
know what, Coco?
I've never used PayPal.
And so they're both owned by the same company.
And so it's basically Venmo, except there's no list of what everybody else bought
or
sold. Yeah, Zelle, they keep trying to sell me that. Every time I log on to Wells Fargo, they're like, hey, you know, Zelle can help you with... I'm like, no, I have 50 ways to pay your lover already.
Gotta have them all, sir.
I don't want them all. I really don't.
Yeah, but I don't even... PayPal, no Venmo.
PayPal, Venmo. I had to get Venmo because someone refused. And then there was like some e-check thing I got to figure... I'm like, please stop...
E-check?
Please stop figuring out ways to get my money out of me. The more places that have the... routing numbers from... Stop it. Want to hear something kind of funny?
Yeah.
If you were rich and you got out of jail, what's the first thing you would do?
Could have a great meal.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. How long have I been in? I mean, do I...
Not that long. Not that long. You've been in... And it's not like max security or anything. I'm sure it's Camp Cupcake kind of... thing. Let's say you're Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli. let's say you're them.
Have a good meal on my private yacht in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, you're close. I don't know if they have a private yacht. What they do have is
that's what I would do.
There's some exclusive. Let's see, it's the Madison Club in La Quinta. apparently this is super exclusive and it's, you know, absolute beauty as far as the eye can see. And
it's here in California.
Yeah.
Okay.
They celebrated the end of their jail stints for their role in the college admission scandal with a secret trip to this exclusive resort. They arrived together back in late April. And they kept a super low profile. They say that it's one of those places where you can go after you get like surgery and stuff. Mm. You know, go recover. It's like, what's the name of the place you worked at?
La Costa.
Oh, La Costa.
Oh, yeah, La Costa. Oh, look at that place. Oh, that place is gorgeous. It's beautiful. It was the perfect high-end place for them to reconnect after such a long time apart. And so I guess they had some home confinement to do after their stints in prison. And as soon as they were all both in the free and clear, they went right to, let's just let people palpate our bodies with their hands in a massage-style motion.
Mm.
The trip is, and I don't know that place, but the super rich people that actually retire and buy a home right next to the resort, so as members, they can go there daily.
Mm.
It's a trippy lifestyle that they come in every day for a massage to begin the morning. And then they get, you know, you just go, wow, that's life, huh? Okay.
For some people, that is life.
Drinks on the deck at noon. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Sounds like a dream.
I guess. I mean, it's a trip. There's people doing that daily. Yeah.
Manicure, say, pedicure, all that.
Mm-hmm.
The Madison Club is one of the most exclusive country clubs in the world. And it's somewhere they clearly knew that they wouldn't be photographed. So, you know, that's great. They get out of jail and say, let's forget all about that. Let's go to the opposite of jail.
Mm.
Let's go to where we can be free and eat caviar by the sea. That's what you do. I don't know what they do when they're there. I'm just assuming caviar by the sea. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, there's an article here from Reddit that I swear you... I mean, if I didn't know that you're not on Reddit, I'd say, oh, Sarah wrote this.
Oh.
What's not nearly as attractive as guys think it is the article. So,
wonder what that could be.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.